Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Land, what's going on? It is Big Red and Brother B once again with episode of Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's good? What's good? What is good?
Good.
How you doing, Big Red?
Oh, man, I'm in pain today.
You're in pain? What the hell happened?
Yes, I am. I have gout. This damn gout.
I told you about doing...
It's back. Dag on gout is back. Hurt my foot. I'm in pain right now. I'm in pain.
Well, I see it like this. Is it really gout, or you just masquerading? You just saying that because you was doing some freaky shit?
No. No, I really got gout. It's called from eating too many crab legs for the last couple of days. The last couple of weeks. That'll do it to you.
Oh, okay. Crab legs. So I don't eat that stuff. I don't eat that stuff.
I know. Gout is called the rich man's disease.
Well, I guess you're a rich chick.
Yeah, I must be, right?
crab legs. All the time, and you know, with caviar and all that good shit. That's all right.
Ah, caviar.
You'd be gouting out your ass.
That's right.
Leave that stuff alone, Jack.
And I always do it to myself. Oh, it's so good. And I'd be like, I'm going to pay for it later. I know I am. I'm going to pay for it later.
You running up a tab, Jack.
Yep, exactly.
We're in a serious tab. Now, once again, it is Big Red Brother B with the menu. Hope everyone is all good this evening. You know, despite the fact that we're still in the midst of this government shutdown, you know, our best wishes to all of those that are like, and I can't even say out of work. There are people that are working but not getting paid. And for those who stand by this bullshit, you're only fooling yourself, really. If this is a part of making America great again, then somebody's an asshole and it ain't me.
Exactly.
You know, I don't remember. I mean, I guess to some people, America was great when there was a time of when people were being lynched, people were being killed, you know, rights were not being given, you know, equal rights at that, God-given rights. I don't understand. This is not about a wall. This is not about immigration. This is about someone's you know, not, I this is actually really one of those things where you sacrifice many for the needs of the few. That's what this mm-hmm. is basically all about. And it's sad that people are out there actually going to work but not getting paid for it. And there are people out there that seem to think it's okay because they think it's for a greater good. Just imagine if the Indians would have built walls, the indigenous people here would have built walls and not let the pilgrims in that were actually escaping Britain because of religious persecution.
That's the point. They
just imagine
have.
That.
Yeah, well,
you know,
they should have, because we'd be in a better position right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, what up, K-Dog? And 3569, you on air with the menu?
Oh.
What's up?
What's up?
You guys don't know me by now?
Oh, no, nah, I'm sorry. What up, Lady T? What's going on?
Hi, Miss Lady T.
What's going on?
Hey,
Lady T.
How you
hey,
doing?
Lady T. It's like a meet and greet.
He's like, you don't know me by now?
I'm sorry. I got like a headache right now, and it's like I'm just trying to roll with it.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I do want to continue to say that we really have to do better, you know what I'm saying, as a people, as a race. Not and race has nothing to do with color. It's race of humanity. We have to really do better because we're really shortchanging each other for what? For what we believe or some people are duped to believe is for the better. Listen, you can't sit there and say, oh, the immigrants are taking my job. How are they taking your jobs? How are they taking your jobs if you don't even want it?
Exactly.
The only time I see white people working at McDonald's is if it's a white area. The only time I see certain
sure,
people
then.
Doing certain jobs is only as if it's in their area. I don't, you know what I'm saying? But certain things is just not white people. The other people are just not willing to do because they feel it's beneath them. So then what? You have Mexicans and other people that come here to make a better life for themselves, and they, I can't lie, these Mexicans, they're fucking creative. They came, landscaping wasn't really on the map. And so the Mexicans, they came along and started doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So what you mad?
And mowing the lawns and stuff, yeah.
Exactly.
But
they did what
you
didn't want to do. But that's the history of the country. Laziness. The same people who want to enslave you are the same people who are lazy that didn't want to do the work. So don't get mad when somebody else does it and capitalizes off of it and you don't get cut. Get a cut of it.
You know what's really disturbing? Yesterday, I was watching the news, and there was a protest, and there was a counter-protest, and these kids from a religious school, quote-unquote religious school, and I'm using the word quote-unquote because, you know, to show hypocrisy, taunting a Native American who was a Vietnam War veteran.
I got to stop you. Indigenous, man. Indigenous. Like that whole Native
Thank
American.
You.
There was no
yes.
there was no America when they came
no.
here.
It was
you know what I'm saying? They are the original.
Indigenous.
The original.
Indigenous. Yeah, an indigenous man taunting this man saying, build a wall. I'm like, are you serious? And you know what's sad about it is that we don't know history. Now, imagine if the indigenous people built that wall. Building a wall to stop the European explorers from coming into their land, because
yeah,
remember,
well, they would never have been this country. This would never have been America.
For all these people that are sitting there saying, "Oh, get out of my country," and you know, now you have their leader, and I do mean quote unquote their leader, because I don't see any leadership quality in this poor excuse for president. Is giving people the liberty to tell people to go back to where you came from. And on top of that, you're telling people, you're putting your hand saying, don't come here. I don't want you here. Name any average American that would work for $5 an hour. Name any American. Nobody, any American would say, why would I work for $5 an hour? But yet, those who work hard and come to this country, whether it's legally or illegally, you're telling them, we don't want you here. We don't want your kind here. But yet, I bet you he probably has them working for Trump Change in his backyard of his vacation home.
Well, you know, I don't want, you know, we've got, you know, our topics for tonight. I don't want to get, like, too deep. I just, just kind of wanted to, you know, give an acknowledgement to those people that are going to work and not getting paid for it. Which seems to be the you know, this is what this country, you know, America is all about, you know, the whole slavery thing. As long as somebody controls the narrative and controls or stays in some type of control, you know, it's all good. But, you know, lastly, I will say that, you know, it's sad. And because I know a few people that are being affected by it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I really, you know, hope some type of resolution comes about soon. But if it doesn't, you know, shit is really going to hit the fan. And
we really got to open our eyes, because to me it looks like we're going backwards and everything that was fought for means nothing right now. That's what it just looks like to me.
Well, I see it like this. I had a conversation today. So at Big Red brought this up to me to the other day. So at the end of January 29th, I guess that's when the contract with New York City Housing Authority runs out. Mm-hmm. So basically, if you're on Section 8 or certain programs, they won't be covering your rent. So you got to make – people are going to have to make that up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people will sit back and say, oh, well, maybe these lazy asses need to go out and do this and do that. You know, statistics show that there are more other people than our people on the system.
Right. Yeah, we're on it. And there's working people on it also. So I don't know
working
why people say that. Don't forget that.
Paycheck. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But that's ignorance. That's ignorance that just wants to say, oh, these are lazy people. No. If you're making like $5-$10 an hour, yeah, you might need some help.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you're living below a certain poverty line, you can still be working. But if you're making like $25,000, $29,000, $30,000 a year, you're living below a certain line, you may need the help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just that. And it's all good. You can't call them lazy if they're asking for assistance. They still want to put in the work.
They're not lazy at all.
A lot of these programs, it seems like it's somewhat of a purge. So let me do this government shutdown. Let this run out. Let that run out. Let this run out.
Wow.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
On to the show. Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is Big Red, Brother B, and we got some guests in the house, K-Dog, Lady T from The Absolute Truth. What up, Hot Rod, wherever you at? Hope you're not, you know, your kids ain't forcing you to eat some pizza. What up, Sean Black? You know. Once again, it's Dominion on Blog Talk Radio. Guest call-in numbers, 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. And I want to give a shout-out to Japan, because Japan is on – we're on the radar with Japan. Thank you. I got to learn some words to say
Japan.
Hello, you know, not just regular hello. Yeah. Yeah, on the radar with Japan. So, you know, what up, Japan? What up, USA? You know, what's going on, Canada? How y'all doing? So, all right. Big Red brought
That's
some tough. Items to me. And, so I just had to throw the whole, the umbrella title relationship talk, because I couldn't fit the questions in there, of course. So one of the questions that Big Red posed to me was, can men and women renegotiate the terms of their relationship after being friends with benefits?
Okay.
Well,
all right, anybody want
to go? Just say that. Just say that one more time. Say that. Hold on. Say that one more time.
Lady T.
Take it away.
Read the question one more time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This question is for, $500. So, can men and women renegotiate the terms of their relationship after being friends with benefits?
Okay. So we friends with benefits, and now we're broken up, right? And we just want to be just friends without the benefits.
No,
that's why I'm confused. So tell me.
And,
okay, so
can you renegotiate the renegotiating a contract? If you're friends with benefits, can it be can you become
renegotiate the terms of the relationship?
Renegotiate the terms of the friends with benefits, where it's, okay, I don't want to be friends with benefits no more. Now I want you to be my girl. Or I want you to be my man.
Oh, okay. I got what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For me, that wouldn't work. Because then it's why do we even need to be in a relationship? Because I wouldn't even think you're going to take it seriously. It's going to have some underlying.
Benefits?
Yeah, it's going to have some underlying trust issues for me.
How?
For the simple fact, I'll tell you, for me, okay, all this time we just friends with benefits. So now why do you want to be in a relationship then?
Because
maybe he likes
right.
the way it tastes.
He just, okay, so okay, he just, all right. You know what?
He's all right.
Maybe he wants to keep the Kool-Aid.
Okay, so listen.
Maybe he wants to keep that to himself.
He can have that for himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I'm not going to be taking him seriously. Because I'm going to think he might have another friend out there with benefits. That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So once a wise guy, always a wise guy. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, K-Dog.
Well, here's what I got to say about it. When it comes, if you want to renegotiate, okay, friends with benefits. But listen, the two of you already, already gave up a lot of yourselves to each other. I mean, could feelings come out of this? Friends with benefits stuff? I mean, I'm just saying, because I can't see, like, a relationship could develop because, you know, the two of you, you know, there's a different, like I said, like, I've always thought about this. Like, I've had a conversation with a older person about this. I said, you know, he gave me a difference. He said like this, you know, yeah, that friends with benefits. All right. Yeah. You're basically giving each other the cookies, but could feelings come out that he said there's a difference between love and lust.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference between love and lust because you know what? Are you hungry for just the sex or you just want to be with that person for who the person is? Do you, and how well do you know the person? You know, how well do you know this person?
Okay,
you know,
Red.
A lot of things come with it. Yeah, Big Red, hit it.
Yes. Okay. Well, I think it can be renegotiated because you know sometimes that happens. You friends with benefits and y'all share a lot of things together, and you know feelings can become involved depending on the two people or maybe. Now, where it gets kind of tricky is if one person has feelings and the other one doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
If that one person has those feelings, say, listen, you know, I want you to be my girl. You know, I'm just tired of just coming over here, just, you know, we just doing this. I want to take it further. I want us to be, you know, I want you to be exclusively mine. But then I may not feel that way. I may be like, I don't want to do that because in my mind, or maybe I might have somebody else that I got my eye on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he may not know that I got my eye on somebody else. So that's why I say it gets kind of tricky in that. But I think it can be if as long as the two people are both on the same page.
Okay. Let me throw my 3 cents in. Logically, when I look at it, friends with benefits, you already have a relationship. You already are friends. Like, this is not one of those things where you meet somebody and you guys are acquaintances. Because, see, that's the thing. It's the wordplay. You have one-night stands. You have acquaintances. But when you call somebody a friend, that's somebody you've known for a considerable amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that being said, you guys have. Wait, is the dog want to get on too? The dog want
to. What
dog
is that?
Hey, oh, damn it. You know, try to get the dog on. The dog want to get in some relationship talk to. You know what I'm saying? There's already an established relationship. There's already some history. So the two people that actually take the relationship there and do the whole benefit thing, I mean, that's just a plus. That's just the extra add. That's more likely, that's like a curiosity. And possibly two people who, for the lack of a better word, may be in a drought, maybe don't have anything going on at the moment, just decide to say, hey, you know, well, let's do this until either we're tired of doing it or until one of us has something else going on. Now, I do believe the terms can be renegotiated. Absolutely. But once again, it's as Red said, it has to be on the individuals that are, you know, in the midst of it. If it's something that they want to move forward with, something that they want to do. So, you know, I do believe that it can be. Because, see, it's just what?
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't have a certain title. Friends with benefits, yes. But it's still a relationship that you two guys are in. It's just that you are keeping your options open.
I think it's a relationship with a lot more emotions there that could turn complicated. I'm sorry to say. The
friends with benefits?
Yeah, the friends with benefits. I just think that could just turn into a whole complicated mess. I don't know.
You know why?
Very much.
Because when the individuals don't keep it in perspective. See, that's the thing. If we say, listen, if we're going to do this, you can't just go all willy-nilly and be doing it. Like, there has to be some type of discussion. There has to be guards in place. You just
it just
can't
sounds
be,
like
you
so
know,
much rules being set. I don't like it.
Very much,
I just don't like
very
it.
Much
and that yeah, it is going to be rules. But that's the thing. That it's going to be rules, but the thing is, it depends. In terms of the rules, you know, like people these days don't communicate as much. So it's like the rules come as it's going. Like we're having sex, and we're having sex for maybe, we're having sex for 6 months. And it's like, okay, as we're doing that, then the rules just pop in and pop, you know, just pop up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to, me with that, nobody's going to.
Does it really, does people not discuss certain things even way before you guys even had sex? Like
no,
the communication
no.
factor?
No.
I don't know. I don't know. I do. You get my, I don't know. But you guys get what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
Because you know what it is? There's a lack, especially a lack of communication, that could cause a whole lot of problems with that.
Right.
People get confused. People are not going to, you know, the two of you are not going to understand each other. You understand? That's the problem.
Wait a minute. How is that possible? See, that's my thing. Once again, friends with benefits. You're not just sleeping with an acquaintance. You're sleeping with someone that you know. This is someone that you guys have like, oh, yo, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you a chick telling your homie, yo, I went on this date. Word, you went on a date? Da, 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 da. And the dude telling his homegirl, yo, blah, 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 blah. And she was like this, just like that. You know about each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now, all you guys do is you just explore like kind of like that gray area. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you listen, we all have that male or female friend that we may talk to about shit. But we can't sit there and say that we don't ever wonder in the back of our mind when they're saying what they're saying, I wonder if it is all that.
I have tons of guy friends and stuff. So, and one of my best friends is a guy.
But,
no,
but
it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I have a guy. Not really.
Yeah.
Please,
maybe you guys do that. Maybe you guys do that. Guys do that.
The ones that are my friends are old enough to be.
I think guys do that more than women.
Some of them are old enough to be my mom. So I.
I'm calling all you guys out. It don't have to be every male friend or every female friend, but there are certain ones that you can't sit here and say nowhere in your life that you ever said you didn't say.
Nah, really didn't. Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay to say that they cute. But that's about it.
Yeah, like, I'm, like, nah, maybe it's, I'm going to put it to you like this. Okay, I'm going to say this. Maybe it's the kind of guy that I'm friends with that I'd be like, nah, I can't, That's not going to happen. Now, if
well,
it's a particular type
of
guy,
the kind of, if that
you know
kind,
what it is? I'm going to tell
if
you.
If it's not your type, of course it's not going to be interested. You're not
exactly.
Let me tell you, back in high school, when I went to high school, there was more females than males. Now, I remember when I befriended a couple of females, you know, they were friends. To be honest, I learned a lot from them because it never occurred in my mind to be like, damn, I wonder what it would feel like. Because I remember one time I told a guy, I said, man, that's my friend. They're like, yo, you can't be friends with a female, man. Come on, man. How are you friends with a female? Females could never be your friends. I'm like, really? Why would you say that? Don't ever let a female be your friend. I'm like, why would you tell me that for? And it's like when I went to someone who's older, and they said, man, whoever told you that is a real stupid idiot, man. Don't listen to them. Listen, you can learn so much from these females. You can learn so much from. Don't ever think that a female's there just to give up the goods, or they just there, like, you know, easy on the eyes. I'm like, okay, they could be beautiful,
exactly.
but they're my friends. I'm like, they're my friends. I think you males
more fantasize about that. I'm sorry to say.
No,
you males more fantasize about that.
And you know what? Let me listen. I'm stuttering because I'm trying to say the right thing.
I'm trying to make sure I say the right thing
that I want to say is, yo, if this.
Look at you! Can't even
all
say.
I'm just gonna say it. Yo, poppycock to all of y'all. Listen, I'm not believing nothing
poppy
y'all saying right now. Because I'm going to tell you right now. Brother B is going to put it out there. Listen, I got some female friends. And I'm not going to say that I haven't said, Now, I haven't fantasized it about it. I haven't thought about it, but I just said, I wonder how she gets down. I mean, you know, especially when you're talking with your homegirl and she was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be graphic, but, you know, I had to put it on them and this, that. And I'll be like, man, you ain't putting it on nobody. And, you know, and then I'm like, really? Like, you? Miss Salt and Vinegar Chips? Like, you? I can't see you putting it on anybody. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll admit it. Now, I'm not saying, listen, to each his own, but once again, friends with benefits is somebody that you've known and somebody that you and that other person are like you're willing to test the waters with. But in the beginning, there has to be an understanding. That's the proper way to do it. There has to be an understanding. And, of course, in the beginning, real friends are going to communicate and be like, hey, you know, there's a reality that, you know, this can go another way, or, you know, what happens if we turn around and we're not friends anymore because something. See, that's the whole thing. Like, if you're really going to be friends with benefits, you're going to lay down ground rules. There's certain things. But most of the time, the friends with benefits, to the people who really get each other, certain things are just unspoken. You already know. It's just certain things that you just really don't have to talk about, because that's where, once again, the key word is friends. We already had the relationship. We already know how each other get down. So there's certain things I won't say or I won't do, and there's certain things you won't say or you won't do, because we already know each other. And we already know what pisses each other off, because we've had numerous conversations talking about how we get down with other people, so we know how to get down with one another. That's what makes the friends with benefits things so great sometimes, because you already know the other party. You already know certain likes and dislikes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And there's certain things that you don't have to do or you don't want to do, and the other person is not going to expect you to do it because you guys already know.
Yeah, but they still do it.
Can't you just build that same relationship with somebody else that you didn't know?
You know why? You see, all right. You know, it the reason why it's so hard sometimes, like somebody just told me a story of how somebody that they know was in a relationship for like 3 years, 3.5 years, had this person around their kids, all this and that, blah, 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 blah. And then next thing you know, it was a wrap. And the person was like, you know, yeah, I see myself here, but, you know, I don't see myself here with you. So my thing is, after 3.5 years or 4 years of doing that, Where does that lead you? Where could that lead anybody? Look how much time was invested. So obviously somebody took the relationship more serious than someone else, but you decided to play along for 3.5, 4 years.
Right.
And waste someone else's time. So
Which can happen with anything. It can happen with your friend with benefits too.
Exactly.
You do know that. It's
but
a
you
risk.
Know what?
But it's a risk that's taken.
But the whole thing is, it's a risk, but there's an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you got the understanding out of the way in the beginning. You had the conversation. You
know
how
you got the understanding out of the way in the beginning. Because a lot of, like I said, communication is so far fetched now with people like
me.
That's baby.
But check this out.
These days, it's like
so.
No
me and you, if me and you friends with benefits, and something go wrong, you can easily, or I can easily say, like, really? We've been down
if
for how long?
Said
you know how, wait, you know how I get down. I know how you get down, so why are you even acting like that? You see what I'm saying?
Right, I get
you
that.
Something, you know what I'm saying? You did certain things that you can say or can't be said, and vice versa, because you guys already know how each other get down. So what are you expecting? Or what are you not expecting? Or what are you looking for? If this person has told you stories about how they do this or these dates that they've been on and you told the same stories, what are you looking for from each other?
Okay, I get what you're saying. You are looking for sex now, so that's my point that I want to ask you. Now, where is this going to be leading to? Let's say, all right, we friends with benefits for 10 years or something like that, and now I'm maturing and I'm thinking about marriage. You understand? Are you thinking about the same thing? That's the point.
Yeah,
it's
just
certain things
what the person's mind is.
Talk to me,
now,
Brother B.
Now,
come on.
Now, real talk.
Because now we got the time invested. Come on.
Come on.
All
now.
Right. Now, you know, and listen, once again, that's a conversation. That's a conversation to be, and I'm going to say it real talk. That's a conversation to be revisited by two conscious minds. You can't be on some unconscious shit. You got to be on some real deeper shit. A lot of people are not on it.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is, you got to look at, listen, once again, all right, me and you've been friends with benefits for like 5 years, and you come to me and say, yo, listen, this is cool, but I need more. And I don't know where you're at, but I know where I'm going. So, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, what
did
are
you
saying?
Just hear what
and
you said? You know where you're going. You don't know where we're going.
Yeah, exactly.
You get my point. You heard your tone.
I know where I'm at.
I don't know.
I know where I'm at. Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Where would you like us to go?
Where would you like us to go?
Yeah. Come on.
Once again,
come on, Big Red.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying.
Where would you like to go?
Wait, what, y'all, you didn't get no one listened to anything that I just said?
Are you listening? I just heard what you said.
No, we listened.
What did I say? Because I'm going to say it again. Me and you have been in a relationship or whatever for five, friends with benefits for like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you come to me and you say, oh, listen, I've been thinking and I want more. There's things that I want to do. I know where I'm at and I know where I want to go. Where are you going or where are you at?
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm asking the guy. Now let me get it clear. So I'm asking the guy where he wants to go.
No, mm-hmm. You're asking him where are you at? Where are you at?
And okay, I'm asking him where he's at.
Are we on the same level?
Are we on the same page?
Exactly.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
That's what you mean. Where are you at? Where are you at right now? Because I know where I'm at. Where are you at?
No, it's
exactly.
About 5 years now. We're great friends. Where do you want us to go? Where do you see us going? That's my question that I would ask you. I'm not asking that question. That's a question I'm asking you. It's a lot
see,
of time, like you
right.
said, invested.
No,
I'm asking you as the man, what would be your response? I want to hear a guy's response. We got
question?
Two guys
okay.
on the panel, guys.
No,
hold
on. You know what?
Hold on.
I want to hear. All right.
Wait, hold on.
Before you go,
let me make it
before
clear.
You go,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Come, throw the question
come
out.
Come on, because I want to hear Brother
right.
B. So I'm asking you. Good. Okay. So we're 5 years in. We're great friends. Everything's going good, right?
Uh-huh.
Is it or isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So moving forward, where do you see us going now? Like, I'm feeling you. Are you feeling me? You know, what would be your response?
Right.
Because you just said it's based on, you know, time and all of this
mm-hmm.
and time being invested. So we're talking about time. We have a lot of good time invested. So
okay.
where do
so
you see
you,
us going now?
If you come to me and you're
mm-hmm.
saying, like, yo, listen, blah, 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 yo, this is how you're feeling. You want to progress. What do I want to do? So my whole thing, I have to come at you is like, well, listen, I mean, if you my best bud, I mean, we've been doing this. If you want to put a label on it or something else on it, then, yo, I'm like, yo, let it rock.
See what your response is? And that's the cutoff for me because you just now said the label you if I want to put a label, I'm here asking you, how do you feel? And you're coming back at me with a question.
Oh, do you want to put a label?
No, you tell me what I'm saying. You know what?
See,
it's time to go.
I'm sorry.
I want to try something new.
I'm going
to
park it, but I got to go in.
Go in, Kate. Yeah,
no,
do you see
you
what you
what?
Guys do? This is what men do.
No,
they flip
no.
it.
Okay, can I
no.
say?
Once
can
again,
I say
no, let
hold
no
hold
let
okay,
Brother B speak because I want to really hear this.
No, because see, in that right there,
mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie. You would just effed up the friendship if you would have sat there and told me, "Oh, you're not listening to anything
mm-hmm.
I said." Basically, you're hearing what you want to hear. If I'm telling
how am
you,
I hearing
yo,
what I want to hear.
Listen, once if I say, "Yo, we good." If you want to
mm-hmm.
make moves in that in the upward direction, this is what you want to do, I'm with it. If I'm telling you I'm with it, what part of I'm with it, it's all good, or
why
you
can't,
not hearing?
I'm
going
to show you, because that's where you guys confuse the female. And I just got confused when you said that, but when you said it slowly like that, all you needed to say was, I'd like to progress as well. Why do guys do that and complicate
because
the situation?
You want somebody that you want me to come to McDonald's in a tuxedo? No. No.
Yeah,
I'm
no, I wouldn't want that.
No, I'm not going to go there. Okay, then. So why do I have to dress it up? All I'm going to say, listen, you're talking about a friendship. We were friendship, and then we was doing the friends with benefits for 5 years. We were friends
mm-hmm.
before that. Not doing anything. And then for 5 years, we were doing friends with benefits. You should
mm-hmm.
already know me. I don't have to explain much to you if you already know me. I'm your buddy.
Well, that's the difference between females and males. Sometimes we need that confirmation whether you're our buddy or not. I hope you do know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
And you know what? And
we
and
do need that confirmation. You know that?
And what? And you know what? That's where shit gets misconstrued. Because if you sit there and say, no, yes, it does. You know why? See, you have a different language than we do. And the whole thing is we don't do the complications. It's not a business transaction. We're talking about relationships. We're talking about emotion. You know me already. I don't have to explain nothing if you know me. You sit like I love when women say, "Oh, I know you." So if you know me, why are you asking me these questions? If you already know me, why are you automatically
Doesn't that fall under? Because it falls under communication. You were just talking about communication, time invested.
What more falls under communication? What more am I to communicate if you ask me and I tell you, yo, I'm with it. Let's do it. You want me to
you
say,
didn't, you didn't
oh,
say
well,
I'm with
you
it.
Really
with
want
it and
okay.
You didn't say
so
it just like that.
Do,
you get my point?
Or you're doing
in
it because
words,
I'm bringing it up to you.
Right.
No, listen. Okay, you know, I'm doing it because, listen, with a lot of real men, not the wanksters, but with a lot of real men, it's like this. What she want, as long as it ain't interfering with certain things, I'm with it. If I see a path with you, then, yo, I'm going to walk that path. But if it seemed like there may be some bumps or some potholes or interruptions in the road, then some men are going to be like, wait a minute now. Like, we gotta really talk. But when a dude
right.
really sees that clear path with a woman, dude, it's a no-brainer. So
it's a no-brainer.
Really
it's a no-brainer to a guy. It's a no. That's my point.
Yeah,
you gotta remember, females don't think like males. We do
want
to hear that confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
And
if that's the case, you wouldn't have certain females after a while wondering, oh, why hasn't he proposed to me? Let's say we've been together for 10 years. I know somebody that happened to, and she got pissed off and just broke the whole thing off because the guy didn't propose to her or even bring it up. It's like, okay, but that's what the communication factor is there for.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to talk.
Okay. Well,
but do you get what I'm saying? Like, meanwhile, to the guy, he's just taking his time. There's certain gray areas that he wants to fix in his life, which is respectable, before he proposes to her. But that communication could have been there before, you know, you get what I'm saying, before she broke things off, just thinking, oh, he was never going to propose to her, when in actuality he was.
But 9 times out of 10, once again, it's the language. It's the language barrier between men and women. See, because most men show their their love and their affection and what they do and how they do it. Like, we'll talk, but certain things are just limited. Like, if a dude, like, if you call, like, if you sitting there and you calling your friend with benefits and you like, yo, I'm hungry, I want some ice cream. And I'm like, yo, what? How you going to be hungry for ice cream? You hungry for ice cream? Yo, listen, I got to pass by your crib to go home anyway. What you want? I got you. You may take that. Some will take that as a gesture of, oh, well, you know, that's my homie. He looking out. But there are dudes out there that they won't have to talk about it, but they will go out of their way to make sure you got that ice cream, or make sure you got this, or make sure you got that. And they don't have to talk about what they did or how they did to get it or get it to you. They just do it.
Right, I get it.
There's sacrifices that are made behind the scenes that some women don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So where you may be more verbal, and you want me to say, well, yes, Lady G, I would like for us to progress in an upward direction. And, you know, I really believe that this is a time in my life that we...
Why you got to change your voice up like that, though?
I'm just saying, because, I mean, it seems like I'll be wondering sometimes.
Just keep
like,
the regular Brother B deep voice. Just keep that.
You know, you want them to be like, you know, I don't know. But like I said, it's to me... When it's that type of situation going down, it's a no-brainer. With real dudes, it's like, yo, whatever you want, babe. whatever you, if you want to do this, and it doesn't, and now there are situations out there where some women feel like, well, if I never brought it up, would you have said anything?
Yeah.
And my whole, and you know what? There's a truth to that, but then most dudes will sit back and say, yo, I'm here. Like, I'm here. Whatever you want to do, I'm here. See, that's the whole thing. Here. Like, being here.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sit there, like, listen, I've had one person tell me, oh, you ain't never did this, you ain't did this. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, how long we known each other? Oh, yeah, we've been down for 10 years. 10 years. And through all the BS, I'm still here. So what does that say? Doesn't that account for something? You're still here. Because there's other dudes that'll walk out the door real quick and be like, oh,
mm-hmm.
I ain't dealing with this.
Mm-hmm.
But then real men stick around for the shit show. And they put their gloves on and they clean up. That's just what it is. So there's a verbal and nonverbal, you know, situation that goes on between men and women. But the thing is, dudes, most of the time, they just show you. And they'll say, yeah, baby, that's what you want, baby. Yeah. Yo, that's what you want. Yo, let's go do it. Bro, you want to go to Disneyland? Well, yo, let's just make this happen. Let's go do it. You want to go around corners of the store and get some cheese? Yeah, let's go do that. That's that. Everything don't have to be a discussion. Because sometimes, yeah. Like most dudes, and most dudes I know, we don't want to talk. I don't want to talk a lot. I don't want to have to talk. Like, I don't mind communicating. Sometimes nonverbal is the best. But I don't want to have to talk all the time.
Yeah, but that works for guys.
Again,
guys are more nonverbal.
But, you know, but once again, if you know me, then I don't have to talk. Because you already know how I move.
Mm-hmm.
And see, real men, I can't speak for all, but a man like me, I love that. I ain't got to say, listen, my woman can represent me at any day. Why? Because she already know how I move. So she ain't got to call me. She ain't got to say much. She's like, oh, I know this dude. He's going to say this, or he's going to be that, or he's going to want this. And I was like, yo, that's my ace right there. That's my rib. That's my wisdom, because she already
mm-hmm.
know. I don't even have to say it. She already knows. She can represent me in any situation. I can get my tongue cut out my mouth. She can talk for me because she already knows how I get down. And real men respect that because they know
mm-hmm.
when shit hits the fan. When shit hits the fan, they know she got this. I know she got this. I ain't got to worry.
Okay. All right. I get it.
I got you.
Next question. Now we're gonna let K Dog set this off. All right. I'm sorry, K Dog. I didn't mean, you know, I wasn't.
No. Go ahead. No, man. You
but
know, I was listening
lady,
to what you're
lady
you saying.
Know lady T and Big Red was trying to back me into the corner. I had to get my Dyson on real quick.
You had to get your Mike Dyson on.
You know, I almost had to bite the ear.
I'll just join.
No.
You know, the thing is, you know, one of the truths is that, yes, men and women don't think alike, which is true. And you know what? It takes a real man to understand, to listen to what the woman has to say, because not a lot of men will listen. Not a lot of men will take into consideration what the woman has to say verbally, because it's like, oh man, why does she have to? Oh, she's always talking in my head. She's always talking about this. She's always talking about that. Because one of the things that I learned growing up is that there's a lot of things that a man needs to understand about a woman, and that is to listen to her. Listen to her. Hear what she has to say. And then, you know what? You could take it whatever way you want, but also, you have to also have respect when she's talking to you, whether you want to hear it or not. Because if she points out something that you're doing wrong, you know what? You got to think and say, I guess, oh, man, she's always saying that, all this and this and this. And after, you're like, wait a minute. You sit there, because this is how I am. You tell me something that, you know, that you don't like what I did, and I'm like, you know, I'll sit there and listen, and later on, I'll think about it and be like, damn, you know what? maybe I shouldn't do it like that. You know, let's sit down and have a conversation. We don't have to argue. We don't have to beef or complain at one another, because this is the way that I am, is that I'm a peaceful, loving person. I don't like all the aggravation. I don't like all the, you know, back and forth and stuff. Let's sit down and have a conversation. You know what? Let's settle it. All right? Let's settle it. And I'll agree.
I'm good. But you know what? I like observing. I like to sit in the cut and observe. And see, sometimes there are women out there that say one thing and do another.
I listen first.
Sometimes I listen second and watch first. Because sometimes there's more communication in what they do than what they say.
Exactly. No, that's true. That could happen because, you know, and I'm not saying all women think the same. Because you have women out there that think like, oh, maybe if I act this way, he'll get the message. Get a nasty attitude with me, I'd be like, damn, what the hell is going on here? Like, okay, you want to be mad at me? Stay mad at me. I don't even know what the hell I did. You know, that's the whole thing. But
listen, let a Lady T or Big Red come in the house and be mad at me. The first thing I'm gonna be like, what you gonna do? Listen, I'm gonna make something to eat. I'm gonna make you a sandwich. And you like,
you
gonna
make me a sandwich?
I'll make you a sandwich. Matter of fact, I'll make you some crab legs. Okay.
I know why he's going to do that. I already see his angle.
You know what I'm saying?
She's going to forget why she mad at you in 2 seconds.
Exactly. So you know what? Guess what? See, now, Brother B, you said that you're going to make a sandwich or a crab legs. Now, the other dudes, I'm going to just put the other dudes, you know what they offer to make you not be mad no more? Penis. That's what they offer. Let me give her some penis, then she won't be mad no more.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna say all of y'all, but most of the men think that is the answer to everything. Let me give her some penis, she'll be forget why she mad.
No,
and it might work sometime. It might work sometime, but then
but
I'm gonna still be mad because I'm gonna think about it later.
No, because I'm gonna turn around, and make you a sandwich. I'm gonna be like, yo, you want a drink? You want ginger ale or you want something hard? You want something hard? I got you. You know what I'm saying? What you want?
Yeah, something hard. There you go.
Now, and if it goes to some sex later, then that's just the icing on the cake. But
that's
for now, I'm just going to be like, here's a sandwich. Here's a nice little drink.
Let me get
you
something to
sit down by yourself because, you know, I need you to decompress before you come in the house and, you know, get yourself comfortable. Yo, you know, do what you got to do.
Yeah, just chill out.
And that sounds like a dream. I wish that would happen.
That sounds like a dream,
and
right?
I ain't got nothing to say. I'm going to be mad quiet. I'm going to just make a sandwich and be, why are you so quiet?
What I'm mad about again? Oh, I don't even remember why I'm mad.
You know what? I'll even throw in something different. I'll be like this, hey, listen, let me make you dinner. Let me get you something to drink. Sit down. Do you want to watch something on television? I have something for you.
Can I watch Waiting to Exhale?
All right, next question. Kid Dog got to set this one off. All right.
All right.
So, next one. All right. What do you do when you're done with being in a relationship and you want to break up but the other person doesn't?
Wow, that's a tough one. It really is tough. Let's just say I'm with the person and I want to break up with the person and the other one doesn't. Wow. There has to be, we have to sit down and talk. First of all, and it's very difficult because it would break, to be honest, I'm the kind of person, it would break my heart even more. It would break my heart more to know that I'm about to end something with this person. You know, it would.
So you're saying it would break your heart because you're about to end something with somebody, but you don't, because you don't want to end it.
Basically, it would because especially if the other person, like, you know,
but you wanted to end it. If you're done with the relationship, like, listen, if I'm done with the relationship, I'm done, son. Like, that's it.
Yeah, it's over.
Like, I'm not going to feel bad because you're still emotionally tied. But at the same time, I'm not going to be disrespectful either.
Exactly.
Like,
that's what I meant.
If I can communicate or convey a message that you'll understand,
that's what I mean. Sit down and talk. So we could just sit down and talk, because I'm not going to disrespect the person in a way that, you know, that person's going to look at me bitterly and say, oh, you know, why you have to dump me? You know, why you have to drop me like that? I'm just going to end the relationship, you know, especially if things are going bad between us. And I'm like, you know, things are not good between us. I'm going to show the reality.
But what if things are going bad for you, but the other person just see everything like is all hunky-dory, like everything is all
good? Yeah, like everything is workable. That happens too.
It does happen. It does happen.
Because the other person may not see what you see.
Exactly. It does happen. That's the reality of it. It's a very touchy situation, because especially when you're the one that's ending it, and, you know, the other person's going to be hurt. I'm letting you know, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt that other person, especially if the person feels so strongly about you and saying, oh, everything's going well and stuff like that. And you're sitting there like, man, you know, this person's not, you know, this person's not doing this, you know, it's kind of like, you know, something that the person's not doing right by me, and I'm not happy with this person. The problem is, I want to tell this person that things are not good, and, you know, it's always there. Instead of the silent treatment, you just got to let the person know that, you know, things are not going well between them. Things are not doing well. You may think it's going well, but I'm not happy. I'm not happy with you. No, I'm not happy with you.
But what if they don't want? What if they don't? You know, what if they? You know, you saying you're not happy with them, but what if they? You know, be like, well, listen, can we work this out? Can we try and work it out?
That could work out. You know, just give me time to. Just give me time to think about this. You know, we could still.
I hate when people do that. They already know they really out, but they still want to sympathize with the other person, and I feel that could be hurtful. And if I'm the female in the next situation, I'm gonna stalk your ass for a little while. No, I'm not gonna really do that, but I'm just saying. I just don't like when people do that. You already knew you was out. Stop trying to compromise it. Somebody shouldn't be held hostage. It makes it even worse.
I could give you an example. Like, I tell people this. When you sit there and tell the person, oh, give me time to think, you already made a decision already. And I echo what Lady T said. And especially if you don't want to be with this person no more, oh, but we could still work it out. It's like, there's nothing there to work out. The relationship is over. I wish you well. I'm not going to wish anything bad on you. I'm not going to hate. I don't hate you. But I feel
what would you do if they start crying and they don't want, I don't want a K-Dog. I want to be with you forever.
I don't want a K-Dog. I want to be with you.
What are you going
to
do?
Yo,
you're
sad.
Why?
Okay, dog, please don't leave me.
I can't.
It's like, Some breakups. All I can say is this: is that some breakups are just so hard to deal with, especially when it comes to that. Especially when the person is hurting. I mean, it could hurt you. You might feel something like, "Damn, man, wow, I, you know, like, geez, it hurts." But
you know, it's the best
smash
thing for us
it,
to
but
do.
Like, no,
bounce.
Seriously, what would you do?
Smash
if
it.
Doesn't
smash
get
it and bounce.
Yo!
Smash it and bounce.
Oh,
smash
it
and
bounce.
And bounce.
That's a cold. Yo,
smash
you can't do that.
Yo.
Are you kidding me?
Listen,
that's how you get the stalker for us.
That's how you
smash,
get the stalker.
Listen, smash, eat the box, good.
No, no, but if you
good
smash
time,
it, it's gonna, if it's
yo.
Smash it, it's going to make it more complicated. And it's going to lead to, and it's gonna lead to disaster because you know what? She's going to end up stalking you, and you know what she's going to think? Oh, it's not over because, listen, if he's smashing it, and that means we
yeah.
No, 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 no.
Exactly.
That was the fair. That was the farewell tour.
Nah, you
that
can't.
That was farewell
are
tour.
You
I want
me?
The welcome.
Listen.
I want the welcome back tour. Then
that's right.
Not
I'm
gonna happen.
Damn farewell. Then no, you ain't gonna do no farewell. Nothing. No. We ain't doing
we'll
farewell.
Put like
nothing.
This. Men and women alike. If you can't get the message, no problem. You keep doing, if you think you're still in a relationship with me while I've moved on, that's on you.
Exactly.
I can't help that. But I've moved on. I don't know where you moved
yep,
to.
Especially if the person
I don't know if you're still
on,
in the same place or not. But I can't really care about that. If I told
because
you this is what it is, and you still want to rock out like I want
to
be what it was, yo, I can't, I don't follow you.
It's not going
to
happen
is,
because
you know
what? It's going to turn into, you know, it's over between us. And guess what? It's that over between us. It's going to turn into resentment. Like, damn, I can't stand this person after a while because this person doesn't get it. It's over between us. It's
yeah, but
over,
that's where
over.
The next person that's, that still wants to be in a relationship and other don't, they got to pick up their dignity, move on, carry on.
Exactly.
There's many fish in the sea. Just stop crying and whining over this person. He
no,
said it's over,
you know,
it's over.
And you know what? You got to give, and you know what? Like they say, time heals a broken heart. It does. It heals a broken heart. But you know what? When you end something with a person, when you're ending a relationship and the other person doesn't want to, and the other person doesn't want to end, you have to really, you know, put a stamp on it and say, listen, look, it's over between, it's, you know, what we had, it's done and over with. I mean, I can't say like this, it could be, could it be fixed? Especially if it's damaged, like, listen, it's over and done with. I don't hate you. I wish you well, but we both have to move on for the sake
of. First
of
all, I think a lot of us nowadays don't take relationships serious enough.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, they don't
respect each other. You know, during the course of them. Like
I was about to say that.
If I know that, like, if I can see light at the end of the tunnel, what I'm going to do is within those next like 100 yards, I'm probably going to do shit to piss you off or to get you turned off, so you'll be like, "Oh, this is what it's coming to." Like, well, if you want me to say it, I'll say it, but at least you can feel better about leaving because I'm being an asshole right now.
No, some
you
people hope
I'm
that
not...
you change and work it out.
Nah,
right.
So don't do that.
No, we'll see. That's the whole thing. But I'm just saying in general because I've never had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've never had to do that. And I'll be honest with you, I don't ever want to. I'd never want, or never have been in that position to be the one to say like, "Yo, this is nah, it's rap."
Mm-hmm. Like to break
like,
up with
like,
somebody?
That's why I've never done
huh?
it. I've never done
oh,
it myself.
You say you meaning to break up with somebody?
Yeah. I mean, the most
yeah,
I've
have.
Done is
I've,
just created
I
distance.
To do that.
I've created distance. Joy. Well, because, you know what? Because women are different with it. Like, I notice a woman, and dudes can do it too, but I notice women are quick to either, like, some of them.
End the relationship.
They're quick to end it, but then. You know it's over when you start, like, anything that you do pisses them off. Oh, you breathing? You pissing me off right now. Oh, you eating again? You pissing
you know why?
Me off
because
right
women,
now.
Because women leave the relationship
you blew your nose?
Mentally
you...
before the men, before anything else. They already
yes,
left
exactly.
the relationship.
Mentally
exactly.
and emotionally, we already left it, yeah?
Yep.
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
What you what?
Yeah,
you said your name.
Fact.
You pissing me off right now. Everything is in the
ball. Argument with me.
You pissing me off right now. Like everything is.
Or if
everything.
You ask them, or if you say, or if you say, hey, how's your day today? What the hell are you talking about? Like, damn, I ain't even just that.
Why you want to know? Why you want to know how my day was?
Huh?
Mind your business. Mind your business.
Like, why are you asking me
my
that
day,
for? Get out of here.
Yo, I love the one, oh, my day is not your concern. Oh, that's what you know it's a wrap. That's what you know it's a wrap.
You know
my day is not your concern. What you worried about my day for?
Like,
that's what you like. Oh, yeah, this is over.
Oh,
this,
my
like,
God.
Damn, this is over.
Yeah, this is over.
Or just say, hey, how you doing? Like, what the hell are you talking like?
There's always signs, but when it gets to the point where you have to say, all right, listen, I don't want you no goddamn more, that's because either somebody wasn't paying attention to the signs and that person just got fed up and just had to hit you with the 1-2, or the person is just that cruel and they just like, you know what, I loved you yesterday, but I don't love you today. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sad part. Instead of just, I prefer the person to just come to me honestly and say, you know what, this is not working out anymore. But some people just can't do that.
No, some people
don't.
Well,
you know
don't.
What?
And no. You know what? They
don't
give you the silent treatment.
Well, don't
give
don't,
you
sit there, don't tell me. Don't tell me it's not working out. See, my thing is, don't tell me it's not working. You know, this is not working. It's not working out for you.
Right.
Yeah, it's not working out
thing.
For me.
I can respect when you say no.
Okay.
I don't. My thing is, don't talk for me, because you don't know what's working for me. Don't
nah,
talk for
okay.
me.
All right. If I'm saying that me in a relationship and I'm saying it's not working out, no, it's not working out for us because obviously it's something that the other person is doing. Now, I'm not saying that I may not have maybe some part of it, but. If it's more the other person, then it's you. And you know it's not working out for us because I can't do this and you're not trying to change.
If you coming to me talking about it's not working out, there's something that you're having a problem with.
No. No.
Hold on. So
he's having a problem with. No. Don't tell me that mess. That's something that he has. Because you know what? If I'm on the other end and I've tried to change and I'm doing things to maybe change myself and say, well, you know, listen, maybe it might be something that I'm doing, but that person is still doing what they've been doing and I'm compromising. No. It ain't no. It ain't nothing about me. It's about him.
First of all, we don't even know the relationship. That's number one. That's number one. So we don't know if somebody's changing something, changing drawers, socks, or whatever. We don't know what's going on. I'm just saying, in general, if you have to come to somebody and say that, listen, this ain't working out, it's obvious that it's something that you're not happy with. Because if they're sitting back saying, like, yo, I'm good. Like, you're the one that's trying to fall.
But of course they're going to, because they're going to say that they're good. Because you know why they're going to say that they're good? Because they don't see that they're doing anything wrong. They're going to say, oh, yeah, well, I'm good. The relationship is good. No, it's not. If I've told you several
it's
times.
It's wrong for you.
Right, I was going to ask,
not wrong for me. If I
like, this
told
is not the first time
times,
you guys spoke about that. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Mm-hmm.
If I told you several times. You're not compromising, and you're just doing the same thing you've been doing.
It's not working out for you.
What?
It's not working out for you. If you had a conversation with me, say in X, Y, and Z, and you like, yo, I spoke to you about this numerous times, and listen, I told you to put the damn toilet seat down, but you don't want to do it. I told you this 20 times, and you still ain't do it. This ain't working out for me. And I have nothing to do with us.
I don't see it that way.
See, that's why you call who you are.
I am who I am. That's why you are who you are.
Damn.
M's what I am.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you, it's a very touchy situation.
I can't get with that because I'm gonna carry that.
See, you ain't copping that. Me, I would. I'm gonna sit there and say, you know what? This is certain things that you're that's going on right now. Is just, I'm not feeling it. I'm out because I'm not feeling what's going on. You're not willing to compromise. You're not willing to do this. You're not willing to work or do certain things to keep this.
Yeah, but what
or
if I told you those things already? Why do I have to? Once again, why do I have to keep telling you the same things over and over again?
Exactly. You know
no,
what it
no.
Is?
I'm not going to keep telling you that.
Our parting conversation. But this is our parting conversation. But I'm telling you, this. I'm not with me. I can't do it.
Oh,
fooey.
I ain't listening to that.
I'm not going to sit there and say, yo, this is not working for us. And I'm like, no, this ain't working for me. I damn you. Whatever you're doing is what you're doing. But I'm telling you right now, this ain't working for me. So I can't roll with this no more. I'm going to take my accountability and walk for what I'm responsible for. But I'm not going to sit there and say, this is not working for us because I ain't speaking for you. I'm speaking for me. Like, what you're doing, what's going on right now is not working for me.
I ain't copying.
The fact that you eat cold grit, that ain't working for me. So I got to go. I got to go. The fact that you, like, farting in public, I got to go. That doesn't work for me. That doesn't work. I, like, that's what it is. There's certain things
that
don't work.
The fact that you like candy corn.
Yeah, the fact, you
yeah,
like
the fact
that
you like
that
candy
work
corn.
Or the fact that you got stank, or the fact that you got some stank ass feet. There's a problem.
Yeah, that's not working for me. I asked you to clean your feet. Your joints got mustard and cheese on. I can't work with that.
Oh, you guys got a stack of issues. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Listen. I try to look. I look over the horizon for certain things because sometimes there's certain qualities in individuals and people that keep us like, you know what? Yeah, I may not like this, but overall, it's I guess I have to go. I hate to quote it, but that 80-20 rule is you can take 20% or you can take the 80. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I know
some
what you
people
mean, yeah.
some people bounce. Mm-hmm. Some people bounce. Because they want to get that whole 100, but it doesn't really work like that.
No, you can't get
so I rock because you know what I'm saying. I'll rock with the 80. You know what I'm saying? Because none of us are perfect. You know what I'm saying? We're all a work in progress.
You know what I'm saying? This is the thing. This is the thing, and this is the bottom line. Not all relationships are relationships perfect. No, there's no such thing as a perfect relationship. But the bottom line is this: is put everything else aside. And I know it's going to sound kind of mushy or whatever, but the feelings that the two of you should have for each other, as a man, yes, you should give 100%. You try to give 100%, but if you could pull up 80, that's good. And the same thing, it's the two of you working together. It's both men and women who are willing to work things out together. It shouldn't be a one-sided thing like, one person doing a whole lot and then the other person's just chilling in the cut. It doesn't work like that. It's just the two of you, both man and woman, whatever have you, working together. It takes two to make things work. Not one, but two. You understand what I'm saying? It's two of them. That's the bottom line.
Well, some people believe in the whole two thing, but then there's a lot of people that get lazy. Like, all right, one thing I can't stand is some of these chicks nowadays who want to talk about men, but yet you got the dude on the couch. That ain't no man. Like I've said it numerous times, the word man has been misconstrued. Just because you make a baby, that don't make you a man. What makes you a man is making the sacrifice and taking care of your kids.
Exactly.
And the woman that made that baby.
And the woman in your life.
You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? What makes you a man is taking care of your kids even though you and that woman ain't together no more. Taking care of your responsibility.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
What makes you a man is progressing in life and not sitting on the couch with the video game controller waiting for your chick to do every goddamn thing. See, I come from a different era. I'm not one of these little young cats out here who don't know my ass from my elbow. So a man, I take that very seriously, and I'm real sensitive when some women want to talk about men, but it's like, whoa, that ain't no man. That's a male, but he ain't no man.
And of course, if he's not willing to pull the sacrifice for you, and also to be there for you. And also what makes a man is when he is with his woman, you know, and let me just correct it. When you have a woman in your life that you're willing to be there for her through good times and bad. If she's going through a tough time, have her back.
But
you know,
true. But it's beyond that. The overall, to me, mm-hmm. definition of man is holding down your own.
Exactly.
Holding down yourself and those within your cipher. That's what men do.
Real men
take care of their business and the business of their loved ones as well.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. A real man doesn't look at the individual. They look at the village.
Right. Like if you're taking care, like if you're handling things from, like let's just say, for a man who helps his family out, you know, who helps out his family. I mean, that's a man who's doing what he can do, you know, for the people that matters most in his life.
But see, the thing is, another thing that some women don't realize, or I won't say realize, they don't factor in is honor. You
mm-hmm.
can't be a man without honor.
Right.
And a lot of these fake ass dudes out here, like as many women that I find interesting that love Drake, that's a dishonorable little motherfucker.
Oh,
he's
yes,
not
he
honorable
is.
At all. He's not
honorable.
The thing,
I don't
the
like
thing
Aubrey.
That they write for him and the thing that
like
he
Aubrey.
Says, he's not honorable. He's not honorable.
Listen.
Why do you choose dishonor over honor? I mean,
right.
For the life of me, I can't understand
be a man.
It. You know what I'm saying? Those are not men. And I'm just using
if
him
you,
as an example. But
and
he,
you know what's sad about it? It's like
dude.
A bunch of guys out there. There's a lot of guys out there that try to prove that they got swag, that try to prove that, oh, this is who I am and stuff like that. But yet they do the total opposite. Like, okay, let's just say a man who sits there and talks about, well, a woman is second to him. A woman should have his back. But yet you're the same dude who's being disrespectful to women. But yet you sit there and talk about women this, women that. But you're being disrespectful to your woman. You don't respect women in general. Don't be a hypocrite.
But that's the whole thing. They don't know respect. They don't know respect, period.
They know no
respect.
They don't have no respect.
But that's why when it comes down to certain things, especially in a relationship, me personally, certain things I just let rock. I just sit
mm-hmm.
back and watch and observe. I'm not going to let it piss me off. But like I said, sometimes you got to have you got to be on a different level mentally. You know,
mm-hmm.
Your conscious level got to be elevated when it comes. Like I don't do the petty stuff when it comes down to relationships. Mm-hmm. I
mean,
don't
I'm very
deal
silly.
With arguing and this and that. I don't feel like doing a whole bunch of talking sometimes. Like if you want to, you know, if you want to talk, we can sit down and talk. We talk.
Yeah,
about
sit down. You don't have to
but
argue. You don't have to argue.
I don't
because you know what? Arguing. I'm sorry to cut you off, brother B, but arguing could cause a lot of problems, especially when you're arguing and you say
yeah,
something.
Yeah, because you say something
person.
That you don't mean or.
Exactly.
You, know,
you say the wrong thing to the person. That person's going to take that word, the word that you said to that person's going to take that word to heart. And you know what? That could mean the end right there because it's like you disrespected me saying that to me. You insulted the
person.
Like,
I don't like
or you insulting
this
the person's family. Right.
I don't like fruitless conversation. Arguing is fruitless. If you want to debate. But I'm not arguing with you. I'm not getting in no yelling match with you because all that's going to do is get our pressure up and then what?
Exactly. And
you're
both
are
going to say something that you don't mean. Both are going to say something cruel to the – you're going to say something nasty to the person.
Uh-huh.
The person says something nasty to you, and there goes your problem.
Yeah,
when
and then, when, you know, some people harbor things for a long time, and then it was like, well, remember when you said nothing? Yeah, so.
Yeah, well, you know.
I know I'm like
once
that.
Again, the conscious level. When you're in a relationship, your conscious level it got to be different. You can't be
mm-hmm.
on number six, but your relationship is like at a 12. Like your
right.
mind can't be in the six, and your relationship is on the 12. You got to be 12 and above.
Right.
You can't do that. But a lot of people they don't factor that.
They
in.
Hold on to it.
Like
they hold on to the grudge.
Thinking, Yeah, like, listen, if me and the chicken relationship, and then I'm going to meet you at work, and then I see you talking with some dude, I'm going to just fall back. I'm going to let you finish your conversation, because I'm going to watch from a distance. I'm going to let you rock and see how you handle that. Because just everything that I see, it ain't always is what it is.
Right.
And I'm gonna let what you do and what you say after tell the story before I say anything. But then again, I might not have to say nothing because sometimes there's no need. But sometimes we let the ego and the emotion get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, oh, what you doing talking to that dude? Or what you doing talking to that chick?
And that's the problem.
That's a coworker, or that's my homegirl. Oh, she more your friend than me. Or this, that. See, stuff like that. All that petty Betty Bird stuff like this. All that's uncool. If you're a real adult, if you're real mature, you know, hey, step in, introduce yourself. Or wait till everything is on down. Like, yo, who is that? But don't assume. But once again,
don't
let that ego.
Don't just jump to it.
It's ego. Well, a lot of it is ego. And when it comes down to that whole thing of like, oh, we're in a relationship and I don't want to be around you no more, yo, simple and plain, my ego ain't in it. I'm just saying, B, listen, I'm not happy. This is on me because I'm not happy with how things is going. So I don't know how you feel, but I'm telling you how I feel. This is what it is. I'm out.
Deuces.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
that's
about
it.
That.
Dude, that's why you are who you are.
That's why you are who you are. You are who you are.
That's why you are who you are.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody that handles things, you know, their own way. But me, I don't like the complications, man. I don't need the complications. People can make things more complicated than need be. I don't deal with that.
Oh, that's true.
There's no reason to overcomplicate the simple things. It's not Chinese math.
It definitely
that's complicated.
Not.
No, matter of fact, it's not core math. You see how they try to throw that core math in there? No, you don't need to do all that other stuff to get 1 + 1 = 2. No, you don't need all that.
We live in a complicated world.
You know what? It's made complicated by ignorance and people that want to be extra just to prove that they're
exactly.
Smart.
Some people think
like
they're smart, but you know what it is? Like I tell people about that whole how many of you have watched Living Color and seen that character that Damon Wayne, Oswald Bates, the one that comes up with all the big words and you don't know what the hell he's
the jail
talking
guy.
About?
He'd be like, my flatuation, my infatuation.
Mm-hmm.
My infatuation.
And they sound stupid. To themselves,
it
they
does.
Think they're the most educated, but in all reality, you're a stupid ass, and you don't know
right?
what you're talking about.
You what a stupid ass.
But sometimes you... But you know what? Who am I to deflate your balloon?
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you rock. You do you. You keep floating. Float on. I ain't gonna be the one to pull your butt. It is what it is. Like I said, it's less stress for me. Listen, a wise man, may he rest in peace, told a good brother of mine, if somebody gonna be mad, it's better you than me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's real talk right there. I'd rather you be mad than me.
Than me. That's true. I'd rather you be mad than me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, but this world of men and women in relationships and
it's crazy, man.
It's crazy now.
It's crazy.
And that's why I am what I am.
Exactly.
The bottom line is this, is that, and I said this before on this show about the fact that the love Love, people don't realize it. People don't have it no more, man. And that's the sad part about it. That's the bottom line.
Listen, my thing is this. I ain't got to say I love you to mean it. Once again, it's in certain things that I do. It's how I show you. See, that's
right,
the whole thing.
Love is beyond the word.
Love is beyond the word. So
it's showing, it's really in the sacrifices.
It's showing it. It's not about the word, because anybody can say the word, but it's really how you back that.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You have to back it up.
You
can't just say you love the person, but yet you're not backing it up by, you know, you show by actions. You show by what you do. You know, you have to show by doing.
I ain't gonna say I love you and then come in the house with three slices of pizza for me and nothing for you. That ain't love. That's just
Actions speak louder than words.
Actions does speak louder than words.
That's why, you know, like I said, I keep it moving, man. Do what I need to do. Stay on my grind. I think about my village.
Because
you know what I'm saying? When it's all said and done, the only thing that stands the test of time is your character. That's what lives on. And ain't nobody going to say that I wasn't trying to do what I needed to do for my village. And it's not about ego, but it's just me as a man. You ain't going to never be able to say that, yo, he didn't do what he needed to do for his will. Nah, I'm doing it. I don't care what you think or how you think, but I'm here. I'm out here grinding. That's it. When I get off here, I got to throw on my clothes and go to work. I got to grind. I got to do what I got to do, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the little thing sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It's always the little thing that sometimes keep people going.
And you gotta make the moves, and you gotta make the sacrifice, because sitting there and, you know, not doing anything, or, you know, just chilling in the cut, that ain't cool.
Listen. Tomorrow is Martin Luther King Day.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Martin Luther King. As a people, what have we really done? Look at all that we've allowed to happen. Look at
exactly.
What we didn't uphold. We marching in one place. We protesting in one place. We ain't really doing nothing. For all the sacrifices that were made by people who didn't sit in the back of the bus, all the sacrifices that were made by people who, when they were told the N-word, they fought back, or called the N-word, they fought back. You know what I'm saying? We ain't upholding. This generation,
we ain't doing that.
A lot of us ain't upholding, because we allowed ourselves
in other words, Brother B, I'm sorry for interrupting, but what are we doing to keep Dr. King's legacy alive?
Not a damn thing.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Not at all. Not at all.
Nothing at all.
And it's sad. It's just a sad state of affairs, man. That's why when we have these conversations, we talk about relationships, and we talk about this, we talk about that. But it's like, yo, nothing's more important than a relationship that you have with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is more realer than being true to self. If you can be true to self, then you can be real to everybody else. No matter how fake somebody may try to call you, they just call you fake because they don't know who they are. They don't know how to be anything else but the image that they see. So when it comes down to the question of what are you doing to keep the legacy alive, once again, all I can say is, I'm just trying to take care of my village. But that's
handling your business.
He didn't look at the village as a color. He didn't look at the color of the village. He just did what he had to do. So with that being said, we got less than a minute. Lady T, thank you. K Dog, thank you.
And you're welcome, Red, brother.
Thank you. Glad you guys called in.
Anytime.
I hope you guys have the greatest of days. Have a great week. And hopefully Hot Rod, Absolute Truth will be on tomorrow. And if not, you know, wish everybody well. And on that note,
sir,
we are out.
Audi 5000, lit it, guys.
Yeah, everybody
later.
Have a great night. Enjoy. Be
have
safe.
Have a good night, y'all.
Have a good night, y'all.
Peace out.
All right, later.
Yeah, Red.
Later.
Yeah, Red. Stay who you are. Stay who you are, Red.
All right. Oh, man.
And be nice,
oh,
lady.
Man.
Be nice. Be nice.
All right.
Be nice.
Peace out, y'all.
Come on, nervous.
Peace out,
lady, you guys.
Later.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.